Family healthy is important. So is the health of your car. The longevity and reliability of your vehicle depends on you to make sure your oil, radiator coolant, windshield wipers, and other vital systems have all been taken care of so your car can bring your healthy family through the seasons. Drive into Premier Oil Change today and experience the friendly oil change. Premier doesn't require an appointment, and you don't drop your car off or wait. Maintain your car warranty with our service while you stay in the comfort and safety of your own car. Enjoy a free beverage and Wi-Fi while our trained technicians perform our comprehensive 30-point service. Earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Stop into a Premier Oil Change near you today. Visit us in Palisadro, in the Holiday Shopping Center, or in Redding, on Lake Boulevard, near Waterworks Park, and Anderson, across from Roundtable Pizza. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Tonight, Michael Brown joins me here.
He's the former FEMA director.
Talk show host, Michael Brown.
Brownie. Now.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Hey, you're listening to The Weekend with Michael Brown. And I appreciate you doing that. Here are the rules of engagement. Pretty easy. First and foremost, if you want to interact with the program, you want to join the program, you text to this number, 33103. 33103 is the number. And you just start your message with the word Mike or Michael, and you tell me anything or ask me anything, TMA or AMA. Second thing you do is you go to this website, michaelsaysgohere.com. Made it pretty easy, even for you low information folks, made it pretty easy. michaelsaysgohere.com. When you get there, you can find the social media icons to follow me on Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter, X as it's called. I guess I should start calling it X. X and Twitter are at Michael Brown USA. Go follow me there right now. Come on, do it right now. And on Twitter, I'm sorry, on Instagram and Facebook, it's at Michael D. Brown. When you go to michaelsaysgohere.com, you'll find an interactive map of all the affiliates, when they carry the program, when they re-air the program, repeat it. You can find the podcast. When you subscribe to the podcast on your app, it's pretty easy. On your podcast app, whichever one you use, doesn't make any difference, search for The Situation with Michael Brown. The Situation with Michael Brown is the podcast you're looking for. That gets you all 5 days of the weekday program, and it gets you the weekend program. So it gets you 6 days of me. Think about that. 6 days of me. I know it's a burden, but I know it's one that you can handle it. I know you can handle it. I'm torn. Sometimes I try to decide at the last minute. For those of you that may be new to the program, my show prep is constant. So when I come in, I have a laptop, and in this case, in this studio I use on the weekends, I have a laptop and two monitors. And I keep a list, a notebook, of the topics that I think I want to do. And that, I call it my POS, my pile of stuff. And my pile of stuff, as I go through it, I decide sometimes at the very last moment, like I am right now, do I want to do this or do I want to do that? Because there's so much to talk about. But I think what I want to do this hour, is I want to talk about January 6th for a moment. And I want to talk about January 6th, although you may think you've heard everything there is to hear about January 6th. There's some more information that keeps coming out. So let's go back to where we are politically about January 6th. We now know that right here in Colorado and Maine, Trump's been denied his place on the ballot in those two states. In Colorado, it's because of the Colorado Supreme Court in a split decision that says because he engaged in an insurrection, he's got to be taken off the ballot. And in Maine, I want you to just think about, I mean, at least in Colorado, even though I completely disagree with the decision, at least in Colorado, there was a court hearing there was actually a district court hearing, and then it got appealed right to the Colorado Supreme Court. So at least he had some semblance of due process in Colorado. And in Maine, it was one individual, the Secretary of State, who just decided on her own, yep, he engaged in insurrection, so we're going to take him off the ballot. Think about it. No due process whatsoever. Just one little twerp deciding that she had all of the power, that I'm going to decide who Americans get to vote for and don't vote for. Now, honestly, to a lot of Americans, it is a given. They absolutely believe, and it's factual, that Trump engaged in insurrection. A mob of his supporters staged a riot both inside and outside the Capitol on January 6, 2021, and that riot was actually an armed insurrection. But stop and think about this. And this, again, is about how important you and I have to... I mean, we live in 1984. And just as a footnote, if you've not taken the time to read Orwell's 1984, this is the one time I would tell you, stop listening for just a moment and get onto Amazon and you order a paperback edition of Orwell's 1984. You can probably get one for probably less than 10 bucks. And you can read it today. That you'll get it. You can probably get it by tomorrow, Prime, and read it. Then you'll understand why I'm such a bugaboo about language. Go back to Trump for a moment. In Colorado and Maine, now there have been several other courts. California, shocker, said, nope, we're not going to do that. I think it was Oregon also said, we're not going to do it. Two places I thought they probably would have done it. But the argument is that Trump engaged in insurrection. But think about this. Neither Trump himself nor any of the people who rioted that day, not a single January 6th defendant, has been charged with insurrection. There are more than 1,000 cases related to that day, and you will not find anyone who was charged with insurrection. The most serious charge, sedition, was handed down to a handful of defendants, like the Proud Boys leader, Enrico Tarrio. Now, he wasn't even present in D.C. on that day, but he was convicted for his alleged role in organizing the storming of the Capitol. The New York Times, of all places, reported that, remember, this is the New York Times, so hang on to your seats. The New York Times reported that prosecutors could not produce smoking gun evidence that he had planned a coup or an insurrection. Well, then how was he convicted? Well, because sometimes we really don't care what the evidence is. We only care about the outcome. Remember in the very first hour, I talked about American hegemony and I talked about the American world order and everything that we stood for, based upon the Constitution, the Declaration of Independence, all of those, the Bill of Rights. They're hanging on by a thread, gang. They're hanging on by a thread. When the New York Times says that there's no evidence that he planned a coup or insurrection, yet he was convicted. Now, there were some messages in the group chats of the Proud Boys that clearly were. As I read them, I thought, yeah, these are overtly violent, and they did hint at action at the Capitol, but none of them. In fact, let me read directly from the New York Times. None set forth an explicit plan to storm the building or to forcibly disrupt the election certification taking place inside. That, kids, is the New York Times. That's from May 4 of last year. Now, we have 9 individuals who have been successfully convicted of seditious conspiracy. But most of the charges of the thousands that were charged from that day are pretty bland. For example, Rashaw Abul-Raghab. I'm not sure. don't know how to pronounce the name. That's just, I'm phonetically pronouncing it. She was charged with entering the Capitol and engaging in disorderly conduct while she was there. Her sentence, 3 years of probation, a couple of months of home confinement, 5 dozen hours of community service, and $500 in restitution. Wow. She must have done $500 worth of damage. What'd she do? Knock a painting off the wall? Now, that doesn't mean that more serious crimes, that no more serious crimes occurred that day. Some people actually assaulted cops, and those people are being tried, convicted, and sentenced for those crimes. But the insurrection clause of the 14th Amendment, let me tell you about that. You said, we came with Michael Brown. You go to michaelsaysgohere.com or text the word Mike or Michael to 33103.
You're all set with your Medicare prescriptions, Mrs. Brown.
This is not just low-cost copays at Walgreens.
I can actually help you set up 90-day refills if you want.
This is having a partner you can trust. Get low-cost copays, 90-day refills, and delivery from your neighborhood Walgreens. This is being independent. Together. Walgreens.
Restrictions apply. For details, see walgreens.com/pharmacy.
Go with your gut. Your dog's immune system is based in the gut. A diet lacking in nutrients can cause itching, scratching, and a weak immune system. However, there is a solution. DINOVITE. DINOVITE. It took a grand total of 2 weeks. The dog stopped itching, the hair stopped falling out. Try DINOVITE for free. Just pay shipping and handling. Learn more at DINOVITE.com/radio.
Happier, healthier with every bite. Over 1 million pets helped with DINOVITE.
Umpqua Bank presents Predator vs. Prey Indoor Animal Show at Turtle Bay Exploration Park, featuring live animals showcasing their natural survival techniques used for hunting, foraging, adapting, and surviving in the wild. This educational animal show features mammals, reptiles, and free-flying birds, Saturdays from 2 to 2:30 inside the Mill Building at Turtle Bay. Included with paid admission, free for members, great for animal enthusiasts of all ages. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel has a full-service organization with departments staffed with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is Susan Eastman, financial advisor, Stifel Nicolaus. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Give me a call at 530-244-7199. Again, 530-244-7199.
Welcome to the Queen of Dragons Dispensary, your ultimate destination for top-notch cannabis experiences. Conveniently located at 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard, Shasta Lake, our locally owned and operated dispensary takes pride in providing you with the best in price, value, and safety. Rest easy knowing that all of our products are rigorously tested for your peace of mind. We champion medical freedom, empowering you to choose what's right for you. Unbelievable value for unbeatable quality. For exclusive deals and exciting updates, don't forget to follow us on Twitter at the Queen Dragons or visit www.queenofdragons.com. The Queen of Dragons Dispensary, where the fire of quality meets the freedom of choice. Backed by popular demand, fresh and local flower powered by Pinnacle, Shasta County's premier local cultivator. Package fresh and daily with a wide variety and best prices and deals in town. And they can package larger sizes and quantities on site. Available only at the Queen of Dragons Dispensary. Winter hours are Monday through Sunday, 9 a.m. to 7 p.m. and they deliver. 530-276-9771.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300 a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Join Token's radio show every Sunday at 2 p.m. on 96.5 FM and AM 1460 as hosts Christy Matthews and Linda Kent explore the exciting world of cryptocurrency and blockchain technology. Learn how Bitcoin is revolutionizing finance and grasp sound money principles. Hear new perspectives on achieving financial freedom beyond broken institutions. The future of money is here. Empower yourself with knowledge. Listen to Token's radio show with Linda and Christy this Sunday at 2 p.m. on KCNR. Big and exciting changes are underway.
Hey, welcome to the Weekly with Michael Brown. I want to say welcome to Carol from, and I'm sure I'm mispronouncing this, Proley, Iowa. I'm so glad I found you on the radio. Well, Carol, tell your friends. We need more Iowa goobers. We got room. I'll check with Damien, but I think we got room for maybe two or three additional goobers from Iowa. If it's not that, we'll put you on a waiting list. But anyway, we could always use more goobers from Iowa. So, Carol, that's your job. Get busy and get to it. The 14th Amendment, the insurrection clause of the 14th Amendment, to be specific, it wasn't designed to punish people who engage in what I call disorderly conduct or even a riot for that matter. It was put in place after the Civil War. We saw more than 600,000 Americans die in the Civil War. An insurrection is a violent uprising against the government. Go look up, I don't care, use any dictionary. Look up the word insurrection. Yet even the most, in the most armed country in the history of the world, us, the United States, not one single rioter, I'm sorry to laugh, but think about the absurdity of this. Not a single rioter, not one single protester used one single gun against the government. How could this be an insurrection? A protest that turned into a riot is not the same thing as trying to violently overthrow the government and seize power. And let's just argue for the sake of argument for a moment that that's what they were trying to do. Well, what a bunch of idiots. You showed up with what? The stupid guy in the Viking, the QAnon shaman that showed up? Really? That's how you're going to overthrow the government? So let's go back to that woman, Abu al-Raghab. She was trying to protest an election that she believed was stolen. She didn't plan to run the federal government after parading through the Capitol Rotunda. She didn't plan on running anything. There appears to be what I think is a glaring double standard in how the Democrats approach violent political activity. Let's go back to 2020. Black Lives Matter protesters created that autonomous zone, that CHAZ zone in Seattle, the Capitol Hill Autonomous Zone, CHAZ. And then they organized the Capitol Hill Organized Protest, the CHOP. They took over the Seattle Police Department's East Precinct building, and then they set it on fire. Shootings occurred, including a 19-year-old who died. That event could have been considered an insurrection. Why? Because the purpose was to overthrow and occupy a government institution, the Seattle Police Department, and thereby subvert the democratic process. Yet CHOP get even the same level of condemnation from Democrats as January 6th? Oh, I'm sorry. What a stupid way to phrase that. Did CHOP get any condemnation from Democrats as they did January 6th? No, not a thing. So you have to ask yourself, why is it so common for the cabal? Now, for Carol, who's new, the cabal is that unholy alliance of the ruling elite, the tech giants, and the dominant media. That's the cabal. So why is it so common for the cabal to refer to the January 6th riot as an insurrection? because that's a term that's now being used to try to deny Americans the right to freely vote for Trump. I think the origins of the insurrection narrative came from Never Trumpers and Democratic politicians who first started using the phrase that was then echoed by the major media outlets. That's how the cabal operates. You go back, and if you do your history, you'll find that the earliest reference to the term by a high-profile public figure probably came from a surprising source. Except when I tell you the name, you'll say, "Nah, it's not so surprising." Senator Mitt Romney, a Republican. Or journalist Jonathan Martin, who tweeted at 2:53 p.m. on January 6th that Romney told him, the journalist, quote, "This is what the presidency has caused today, this insurrection." Now, if you go to the House January 6th report and you read through it, you'll see that the protesters entered the Capitol at 2:06 p.m. And at 2:53 p.m., 47 minutes later, Romney's telling a member of the media that Trump caused this insurrection. And then, just after 3 p.m., MSNBC quoted Jonathan Martin, the journalist, quoted his tweet live on air. At 3:40 p.m., a Democrat congressman from Florida by the name of Ted Deutch joined in, describing the riot as a violent insurrection. You see, this is beginning to snowball. Then at 4:09 p.m., Debbie Wasserman Schultz, another Democrat congressman from Florida, she accused Trump of engaging in armed insurrection. Now we're on a roll, baby. We're on a roll. Biden endorsed that term during his first public remarks at about 4 p.m., saying, "It's not protest, it's insurrection." And boom, baby, there you got it. USA Today. President-elect Joe Biden calls the Capitol riot an insurrection and urges President Trump to end the siege. Wall Street Journal. Now, I've told you before, I love the Wall Street Journal editorial page. But the Wall Street Journal news portion, headline, "Biden calls attack on Capitol an insurrection." So there you have it. I could go on and on and on about how the term insurrection gets adopted by the cabal, starting with Never Trumpers like Mitt Romney to a journalist. Then the media picks it up, and boom, now you've got the narrative. It's an insurrection. And remember, no one, neither Trump nor single protester, has been charged with, let alone convicted. Nobody's even been charged with an insurrection. You see how we are so manipulated by the media. And this is why I have such a bugaboo about language. It's the Weekend with Michael Brown. Text the word Mike or Michael to this number, 33103.
You're listening to The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Let's ring in the new year by checking off an important to-do. Your old videotapes and photos are fading as each year passes. VCRs are becoming extinct, and the clock is ticking to save your family's most cherished memories. Hi, I'm Adam Baselager.
And I'm Nick Mako. We started Legacy Box to help you preserve your captured moments by converting all your videotapes, photos, and even film reels into perfectly preserved digital files.
Legacy Box is the easiest resolution to-do and can be done in minutes. Just fill your Legacy Box, send it in, and we'll send it back with your memories perfectly preserved.
Legacy Box is the world's largest digitizer of home movies and photos. All the work is done right here in the USA, and over a million customers have trusted Legacy Box. Let's kick off the new year right by rescuing your memories that haven't been watched or enjoyed in years. Order your Legacy Box today. Go to legacybox.com/audio to get an incredible 50% off your Legacy Box. That's legacybox.com/audio for 50% off. legacybox.com/audio.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Shout out to Redding Rancheria. Appreciate you guys for all your help. With the help that you guys gave us, we were able to stick around, retain some of our employees, and make sure all the customers got what they needed. Thank you guys.
Hi there. Us here at the Post Office Saloon would like to thank the Redding Rancheria for supporting us and our community through the COVID pandemic.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Hi friends, RC here, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor, the Diesel Vintage. A smooth burn, a perfect draw, and flavor for days. This is what an expertly crafted Parejo from the farms of AJ Fernandez offers us. The Diesel Vintage is everything we seek in a fine and exceptional cigar experience. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
When it comes to dinner, you're looking for tasty, flavor, ample portions, choices, and great value in a cozy, clean, family-friendly environment. Guests tell us our home-style dinners deliver on all counts. Whether you choose chicken fried steak, house-made meatloaf, roasted turkey, or slow-cooked pot roast, you'll be full and satisfied in the best way possible. So make Black Bear Diner your January comfort dinner destination. Open daily at 2605 Hilltop Drive, Redding.
Black Bear Diner.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
30 years ago, Simpson University arrived in Redding with a promise to serve the North State. Warmly welcomed by this far Northern California community, we forged lasting partnerships, serving our neighbors locally as well as globally. Building on our promise, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Our promise to be the gateway to world service begins in our backyard. Learn more about Redding's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
We'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for all their community support, including the bike shop. They do so much for our community, and we're beyond grateful.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Rancheria. You are the ones we can always count on to help us out in tough times. They're the people that have always been there for us, much more so than anyone else in our community. Thank you from the bottom of our hearts.
Redding Rancheria. Proud to play our part.
Tonight, Michael Brown joins me here.
The former FEMA director.
Talk show host Michael Brown.
Brownie.
Now.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Hey, it's The Weekend with Michael Brown. Thanks for joining. go to the website, michaelsaysgohere.com. Subscribe to the podcast. On your podcast app, search for The Situation with Michael Brown. Hit subscribe. Follow me on X at Michael Brown USA and on Facebook and Instagram at Michael D. Brown. You can also find at michaelsaysgohere.com, michaelsaysgohere.com. You can find all the affiliates and where the program airs and when they air it and replay it, all of that stuff. Deviants demand tolerance, and then equality, and then favoritism. And I am, you will find that I am socially liberal, fiscally conservative. I'm a libertarian at heart. I'm pretty anti-authoritarian, and yet I would describe myself as a conservative. And I say all of that because I don't care whether you're LG or B. I quite frankly, as I like to laugh about on the weekday program, I have two transgenders that listen to the program religiously and are, I would say, pretty much in line with me. And even when I have criticism of transgenderism, they will tell me if they think I'm wrong, or in many cases they think that they agree with me. Because when it comes to transgenderism, I really don't care. Just leave the kids alone. You know, when you think about, we don't let kids drive until they reach 16. They can get a permit, I think, at 15, but then even at 16, I forget what the rule is in Colorado, but I think at the age of 16, you can get your driver's license, but you still can't, like, have friends in the car or something. You can't get a tattoo. You can't smoke cigarettes. You can't drink alcohol. There are a lot of things that we don't allow children under the age of 18 to do because they haven't formulated their brains enough to really make sound judgments. They can't enter into contracts. But this whole transgender movement is saying that, oh, parents can't control that, and schools will, you know, not inform parents that the kids are, you know, thinking about, you know, hey, I want you to use these pronouns or these pronouns or these pronouns. It's insane. Utterly insane. And I don't care whether you're lesbian, bisexual, gay. It just doesn't make any, you know, that old trope about, well, you, I'm not racist because I got black friends. Well, I'm not biased because I got gay friends and I got lesbian friends. Well, it is true. But at this point, there are a lot of people that aren't being tolerated. Seattle Public Schools. Listen to this. 10th grade ethnic studies world history teacher and self-identified communist Ian Galash asked students to complete a social identity wheel worksheet, according to the parent who asked for anonymity. Of course, the parent has to ask for anonymity, because if you dare criticize the orthodoxy, well, you're going to be marginalized. This social identity wheel worksheet asks students to explain their various identities, including racial, ethnic, gender, social, economic status, physical, emotional, or developmental disabilities, and sexual orientation. The worksheet is intended to tell students that their identities determine whether they receive unearned privilege or oppression. When we allow identity politics, if the Marxists and the liberals and the Democrats and all of those on the left side of the political spectrum want to engage in identity politics, and now it becomes all of these little verticals, and everybody has to fit into a vertical. You know, Monday, we're celebrating Martin Luther King Day. And we're supposed to be celebrating the heritage and the vision of Dr. King. and the idea that we're going to judge people by the content of their character, not by the color of their skin, we've gone completely off the rails. And now everything is the oppressed versus the oppressor. Everything is based upon, well, let's go through the list again. Race, ethnicity, gender, social economic status, physical, emotional, developmental disabilities, sexual orientation, so that you can then determine whether a person receives unearned privilege or oppression. So according to the ideology that's being inculcated, kids who are oppressed are good and kids who are privileged are bad. Wait a minute, why don't we just let them be kids? Why don't we let them be kids? You know, growing up is already tough enough. The hormones rage, you got cliques, you got, you know, people figuring out what they can and cannot do just in terms of their physical abilities, their mental capacity, all of the things that children have to deal with growing up. It's not easy. Nobody should try to tell you that growing up is easy. But according to the ideology, kids who are oppressed are good and the kids who are privileged are bad. Why don't we start doing this to kids? A parent's 15-year-old son labeled himself straight. Galosh, remember he's a self-avowed communist, took issue with that word, straight, quote, because it implies that to not be straight is to be crooked, which could have a negative connotation. Just, you know, when I read this, my first thought was, wait a minute. Do you understand the current vernacular that being gay doesn't mean, hey, you're carefree and happy? Being gay means that you are homosexual, male or female. But he's, because it implies that to not be straight is to be crooked, which could have a negative connotation. So time to amend your Newspeak dictionary. Those who don't want to get canceled, well, you're going to eschew terms that would give some sort of negative connotation to children engaging in sexual activity or sexual orientation that doesn't fit your approved narrative. I can't even keep up with the changes in language anymore. Chief Self High School. Let's stop right there. Chief Self High School? Chief? Wait a minute. Your Honor, I object to the word chief. Why, that implies, seems to imply some sort of hierarchy. And it might be racist. Calling someone chief, well, Kimasabi, maybe inappropriate. See, I can't even keep up with this. I didn't even think about that until I reread the story just now. Chief Self High School has a gay straight alliance club. Even GLAAD, formerly the Gay Lesbian Alliance Against Defamation, uses straight as an alternative descriptor for heterosexuals. The term straight ally is still used by LGBT groups. I can't keep up with it. And the fact that I can't keep up with it, someone who uses language every single day and is very particular about the language that I use and tries to understand all of the new variances and the new terminology and what was the new term? The Oxford English Dictionary, the word of the year is RIZZ, R-I-Z-Z, or maybe R-I-Z-Z-Z, I'm not quite sure. I can't keep up with it. The boy's mother, who said that he was straight and got in trouble for that, says that in another incident, Galosh, and remember, I keep emphasizing this because you can't forget it, that he's a self-avowed communist. In another incident, Galosh, the teacher, told him he is, quote, a product of the patriarchy that teaches young boys not to care. Maybe I'm just old-fashioned. I thought boys were always taught to care. I thought that girls were taught to care. Every institution that these nut jobs infiltrate and subvert ends up just rotting into farce. This process of deterioration has reached such an extreme in public education that students risk failure by refusing to reject indisputable objective facts. The social index wheel. The warning is pretty simple. Whether you have kids in school or not, maybe you know somebody has kids in school. Doesn't make any difference whether it's primary, secondary, high school, I mean, post-secondary, college, university, graduate school, whatever it is. You need to understand what's being taught. Because what's being taught is undermining all of society. It's the Weekend with Michael Brown. Go to michaelsaysgohere.com. And don't forget, text the word Mike or Michael to 33103.
Your pet isn't just a pet, they're part of your family. Most of the pet food on the market is cooked at high temperatures, which kills nutrients. A scoop of Dynavite is a 3-in-1 daily supplement, adding back key nutrients to your pup's health. Try Dynavite for free. Just pay shipping and handling. Learn more at dinovite.com/radio. That's dinovite.com/radio.
Happier, healthier with every bite. Over a million pets helped with Dynavite.
When a service member or first responder dies or is catastrophically injured in the line of duty, who is there for them or the families left behind? Who's helping our homeless veterans and our nation to never forget 9/11? The Tunnel to Towers Foundation. More than 95 cents of every dollar donated to Tunnel to Towers goes to its programs. Never forget the sacrifices of our country's greatest heroes. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at T2T.org. That's T2T.org.
The seasons are changing. Keeping your family healthy is important. So is the health of your car. The longevity and reliability of your vehicle depends on you to make sure your oil, radiator coolant, windshield wiper, and other vital systems have all been taken care of so your car can bring your healthy family through the seasons. Drive into Premier Oil Change today and experience the friendly oil change. Premier doesn't require an appointment, and you don't drop your car off or wait. Maintain your car warranty with our service while you stay in the comfort and safety of your own car. Enjoy a free beverage and Wi-Fi while our trained technicians perform our comprehensive 30-point service. Earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Stop into a Premier Oil Change near you today. Visit us in Palisadro, in the Holiday Shopping Center, or in Redding, on Lake Boulevard, near Waterworks Park, and Anderson, across from Roundtable Pizza. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Do you or someone you love struggle with PTSD, anxiety, depression, insomnia, OCD, alcoholism, substance abuse disorder, autism, ADHD, brain fog, or traumatic brain injury? At Shasta Meadows Wellness Center, Dr. Tagger and his team offer safe, proven, and effective care, even for those resistant to typical medicine. Learn more about Shasta Meadows Wellness Center. They have IV ketamine or at-home oral ketamine. Ask about the state-of-the-art EEG-guided TMS therapy. This customized, safe, no-side-effect option is effective on a wide range of difficult-to-treat conditions. Visit us today at ShastaMeadowsWellness.com. Don't just get by. Get well.
Call to make an appointment for a free consultation. 530-444-8304. 530-444-8304. Shasta Meadows Wellness Center in Reading.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
Hey, come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Hey,
what's going on in Redding, California? This is Tony Horde with Better Homes and Gardens Results Real Estate. Be sure and tune in to KCNR on your radio dial Wednesdays at 5 p.m. for Living in the North State. Together with my three amazing co-hosts, Rich Howe, Bill Woodford, and Mindy Cochran, we'll be interviewing professionals in the industry and taking your calls to answer all your questions and have a great time doing so. Talk to you then, Redding.
Thanks for listening to The Weekend with Michael Brown. I always appreciate you tuning in. I appreciate the emails, the text messages, the social media follows, the interaction we have. I really do appreciate it. One last story I want to get to, and I want to go back to January 6th for a moment. It just seems to me that January 6th is never going to go away. But every little bit, just like with COVID, the further we get away, the more truth we begin to find out. You know, one of the things that, as the former Undersecretary of Homeland Security, that always bugged me was for the National Capital Region, which is that area that basically encompasses everything inside I-495 around Washington, D.C., there are all kinds of contingency plans for riots and protests, terrorist actions, everything you can possibly imagine. And the Department of Homeland Security, in conjunction, in cooperation with the Congress, the Supreme Court, with the Pentagon, all the different departments and agencies, those plans are always in place. They're always exercised. They're always being reviewed for any contingency. There were numerous times, either at the Pentagon Operations Center or the White House Situation Room, where I would sit and have conversations with all the other undersecretaries about, are we ready for this, that, or whatever? And so I never understood why the National Guard was not called out when we knew in advance that there were going to be thousands of protesters. Because anytime you have thousands of protesters, there's always the possibility of it turning violent. Colonel Earl Matthews, who is the senior legal advisor to Major General William J. Walker, who commanded the National Guard on January 6th of 2021, has now come out and blamed former Joint Chiefs of Staff Chairman Mark Milley for letting January 6th get out of hand. The colonel compared the now retired Milley, actually compared General Milley to the murderous Don Emilio Barzini, who served as Don Vito Corleone's arch nemesis in The Godfather. Matthews told reporter Neil McCabe, Milley controlled the army, arguing that while the Joint Chiefs boss lacked legal authority within the chain of command, he instead leveraged his profound influence that he had and his contacts in the Pentagon to delay the National Guard's response. Matthews explained this. The problem is not with Donald Trump. It's Mark Milley and the army leadership in control. They stopped the guard from coming, then lied about it, and said the guard acted at sprint speed. Milley is the Don Barzini of the deep state, the most powerful chairman of the Joint Chiefs in history. It was Milley all along, and I didn't realize it. Milley was manipulating this entire stuff from point start. This is about civilian control of the military. There was none. There is none. I argue that. Mark Milley had more control over the D.C. Guard on January 6th than Donald Trump did. If Donald Trump wanted to call the Guard to go to the Capitol, Milley was not going to let him do it. You think about that. The one thing that has always separated this country from all other nations is that we have always believed in civilian control of the military. That's why the President of the United States is the Commander-in-Chief. And that's why we have a Secretary of Defense. And it's why, even though Republicans have done it too, I've always disagreed with getting a waiver so that former military commanders could serve as the Secretary of Defense. I've always believed, even though I've known some of those Secretaries of Defense that were former military officials, former generals, and I think they were decent human beings, that they shouldn't have been the Secretary of Defense. Because if you understand anything about the permanent civil service, or for that matter, the United States military, you know, the old saying goes, there are no ex-Marines. Once a Marine, always a Marine. Well, I think that's true. I think that people that serve in the military, God bless them, always have that military command and control and military first belief, as they should, because that's what we train them for. And because we train them to be killers and to be commanders and to be followers and leaders, that they shouldn't serve as in any civilian capacity over the military. Major General Walker, who commanded the D.C. Guard until April of 21, previously testified that he asked the Army leadership to authorize the deployment of the National Guard as soon as then Chief of U.S. Capitol Police Stephen Sund requested it, but he was kept waiting for 3 hours and 19 minutes. Those of you old enough to remember Richard Nixon's Secretary Rosemary Woods and the missing 18 minutes. This is the equivalent. This 3 hours and 19 minutes is the equivalent of those 18 minutes. Who knew what, when, and what were they doing? Well, it turns out that maybe General Milley, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, was sitting back and telling through his contacts, not through his chain of command, because that would have been through the Secretary of Defense and through the President of the United States, who said, hey, I can get you the National Guard the day before. The Capitol Police said, no, we don't need it. And then when it came time to, oh, yeah, oh, crap, we really do need it. Well, we'll be there. Even though, if you understand the physical layout of the United States Capitol, the D.C. National Guard is probably less than a couple of miles away from the U.S. Capitol. They could have been there in minutes. 3 hours and 19 minutes. Someone needs to ask General Milley, what were you doing? Why were you doing it? And on whose behalf were you doing it? Thanks for tuning in to The Weekend with Michael Brown. Don't forget to subscribe to that podcast. And don't forget, you can always text me. Either listening to the podcast or just something comes up. Text the word Mike or Michael to 33103. I'll see you next weekend.
Major phone carriers make you sign contracts with rigid data plans to trap you into a kind of forced phonogamy. Sounds pretty insecure, if you ask me. At Consumer Cellular, we believe in a more consensual and healthy form of phonogamy, free of contracts and more flexible to your data needs. This way, you stick around not because we force you to with contracts and fees, but because you love our phone plans. Like, ardently love our phone plans. Phonogamously. Consumer Cellular. When freedom calls, we're here to answer. Call us at 1-888-FREEDOM.
When a service member or first responder dies or is catastrophically injured in the line of duty, who is there for them or the families left behind? Who's helping our homeless veterans and our nation to never forget 9/11? The Tunnel to Towers Foundation. More than 95 cents of every dollar donated to Tunnel to Towers goes to its programs. Never forget the sacrifices of our country's greatest heroes. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at T2T.org. That's T, the number 2, T.org.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world: family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.